Greetings, friends, and welcome to GCK Daily. We're thankful to God for another episode, and we pray that the love of God is going to wrap you in a warm embrace as you listen. So thank you again for joining us. Now, did you know that some animals and insects go through a process where they remove their outer skeleton that has become rigid? The skin limits their growth, and they find a way to break away from that rigidness. In breaking away, they're able to regenerate a new skin that accommodates new growth. This process is so potent, it allows damaged tissues and missing limbs to be actually regenerated and reformed, giving that same creature a new and stronger lease on life. That's very amazing because, you know, sometimes we have things that limit us in many aspects of our lives. Without Christ, life is very limiting. When we encounter God in a certain area of our life and we enjoy His transformation, we can say that we are molded. Today, Pastor Kumi teaches us about the benefits of putting away our old ways. Here's Pastor Kumi.
Look at verse 51. In verse 51, Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" What do you want? You're asking for mercy. Mercy is broad. Mercy is wide. There's mercy for your spirit. There's mercy for your soul. There's mercy for your body. There's mercy for every sickness. And there is mercy for every need of your life. Tell me, which area of mercy do you need? That's why you need to tell the Lord. Mercy for forgiveness, if that's what you want, you tell Him. Mercy for total freedom, you tell Him. Mercy for your healing, you tell Him. Tonight is your night. And He will do it for you in Jesus' name. And the blind man said unto Him, "Lord," don't go further. "Lord," He said, "I have come. Before I came to see you today and to know you today, my thoughts controlled me and my anger against the world controlled me. I was angry with the world. Why am I blind? Why? That one passed. He didn't give me anything. Anger controlled me. Anger was His Lord. And His feeling was His Lord. The climate, the atmosphere was His Lord. He said, "I now change masters. I change lords. The one who can save me is my Lord now. The one who can forgive me is my Lord now. The one who can open my blind eyes is my Lord now." He said, "Lord," He called Him Lord. If you will call Him Lord and you recognize He died for you and He rose from the dead and the Heavenly Father has made Him Lord and Savior for the whole world, and you accept Him Lord tonight, your sins are forgiven, your guilt taken away, and your problem and your load, everything gone tonight in Jesus' name. He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Look at verse 52 there. "And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.'" Thy faith? Where is the faith? You see, when the man was coming, I told you now, he was still blind, but he was coming to the Lord, and he knew that the Lord will open his blind eyes. That's why he threw the garment away. It's the action that showed his faith. "I'm going to the Lord. I make Him Lord of my life and Lord of my situation and Lord of my existence. And because I'm going to Him, and I know He will work the miracle in my life." That the reason He threw the garment away, we show the faith by the action. Because faith without works, without corresponding action, is dead. Like the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without action faith without works, faith without something demonstrable that we do that shows we believe that God is going to answer prayer that is dead, but the man, his faith came alive. His faith was active. And it says, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. He received a sight. I said he received a sight. Now, this man just opened his eyes and he saw Jesus and he saw the crowd and he saw Peter and he saw the disciples. If he looked back a few steps, he will see the garment he dropped. But you know, the last line here says, and he followed Jesus in the way. He didn't go back to the garment that he threw down. You see, when you come to the Lord, as you are coming, he's going to save me today. He's going to forgive me today. The cigarettes you throw away in your mind, the bottles of beer you throw them away, all the alcohol you throw everything away, everything that showed the identifying mark of the sinner, you throw that away, and now forgiveness comes. Your eyes are open and new life comes to you. You will not go back to the garment that you dropped. You will not go back to the evil things you are doing. Now you follow Jesus in the way. Which way? The way, you know, the way that Jesus goes, in the way to heaven. You see, to Jerusalem. Yes, don't you understand? There's earthly Jerusalem, there's heavenly Jerusalem. And he said, I came from heaven and I go back to my Father. And the man followed him in the way. You are the next. I said, you are the next.
So as we reflect on today's message, there are a few things for us to take home with us. Number one is that the mercy of God is his love and his compassion in the way it's expressed to us. This is revealed through his hope. Jesus has a strong and confident expectation that we will emerge to be the best version of ourselves as he works in our lives. Secondly, Jesus can only hope that we will choose to be the best version of our lives, because we are the ones who have to choose. He gave us a will to always decide to choose good, to choose life, and he never stops believing in us to choose to put away and break away from the things, the habits, and the lifestyles that limit the expressions and the beauty of God in our life. Thirdly, as we reflect, we need to ask ourselves, what are the things that we need to break away from? Like the molting animal, when we break away from sin and sinful habits or lifestyles, we give ourselves the permission to regenerate into what God wants us to be. We can reject the degenerated world, and we can be reformed, and we can live in the fullness of God's gifts in our lives.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Balazs, and you're watching GCK Daily with Dr. Kumuyi.
Lord, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. I want your forgiveness and I want your grace. Thank you, Lord. I know you've done it, because the grace of God, the mercy of God will not discriminate, will not be partial. You give everyone and you give me now. Lord, I believe and I receive Christ as my personal Savior. I'm going to pray with you now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because of your compassion, because of your long suffering. You've waited until this time, and you are now saying, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, all these here, all these over there, everywhere, they have indicated they want your forgiveness and your freedom and your grace and your mercy. Save them in Jesus' name. Let the joy of salvation come to them now, and the freedom and the grace of God come upon every life right now. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, for everyone. Everyone here at the Alpha location. Everyone, everywhere, in every congregation, every country, every nation. I pray for those who are linked up over the radio, over the television. Everyone virtually. Lord, I pray, touch them, grant them the miracle now in Jesus' name. Every expectation become realization now. Performance in every life. Operation of the Spirit in every life. Heal everyone. Open the blind eyes. Make the deaf and the dumb to hear and to speak. Take all the swelling in their bodies away. Take that tumor away. HIV AIDS be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, you are healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, you are healed in Jesus' name. Those who are paralyzed, I pray the power of the Lord will touch you right now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Any part of the body that is dried up, withered, cannot move, I pray the power of the Lord will touch you right now. The power that never fails, operate in your body right now. You're healed. You're delivered. You're recovered. Your problems are gone. As you open your eyes today, right now, you see that miracle. Lord, confirm it in every life. Miracles of mercy. Miracles of love. Miracles by grace. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of GCK Daily, the Global Crusade with Kumi. We believe that you've experienced Christ's surpassing love for you and his willingness to guide you, bless you, and be with you all the days of your life. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and you can depend on him.
We are really excited to further connect you and your family. The easiest way to communicate with us is through our online connection card at gckhq.org/connect. While there, you can leave us a message about your needs you may have, grab helpful resources to help you with your next step in your journey with Christ, and please let us know how we can pray for you. We love you, God loves you, and we can't wait to meet you at our next Global Crusade. Times and dates are listed on the screen for your specific time zone.
Thank you.